Okay, then call the meeting to order. We stand for the pledge. We'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, before we get into the business part of the meeting, we're going to do the appointments first for this coming year. Okay. Need to read them?
Do you want to or do you want me to?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Be it hereby resolved that the following people and or businesses be appointed to aid the town of Morris in its daily operation in the year 2020. A designated newspaper, the Press Republican and the North Countryman, designated bank, Community Bank in Champlain, delegate to the Association of Towns in New York City, Jeff Menard, alternate delegate to the Association of Town, Donald Paris, town officials' expenses paid for attending the Association of Towns, yes, budget officer, Jeff Menard and Renee Bosley, justice expenses paid for attending school, yes, superintendent of highway expenses paid for attending school, yes, deputy supervisor, Donald Paris. I have a motion to accept these appointments as read. Chris? Second? Donald?
I'll second.
Irving? Somebody?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCow?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bolris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Okay, dog control officer, Stacy Guerin. I get a motion to appoint Stacy Guerin as our dog control officer for the year.
I'll make a motion.
Irving?
I'll second.
Donald second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCow?
Yes.
Councilperson Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bolris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Town historian appointment, Larry Marnes. And I have a motion to accept Larry Marnes as our historian. Don?
Second.
Randy second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCow?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bolris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried.
I know, it's throwing me off.
Registrar appointment, Kelly McDonald. I have a motion for Kelly as our registrar. Chris? I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCow?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bolris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Deputy registrar appointment, Jessica Bolris, and secretary to the supervisor, Renee Bosley. And I have a motion to accept those two.
Discussion, please?
Yep.
I know the first one, deputy registrar appointment, Jessica Bolris, the second one, secretary to the supervisor.
Yep.
Is that, I'm asking this, has that been a resolution put forth by you guys, by this body?
The Renee Bosley is put by me, as a secretary to supervisor.
How about accessibility for us? Continued as?
You always, I always have it.
Okay.
Yeah, they always, yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Motion?
I'm in motion.
Don?
A second.
Randy?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCow?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bolris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
No.
Okay, carried. Code enforcement officer appointment, Jason Poulin. Had a motion for appoint Jason as code enforcement officer.
I make a motion.
Irvin? I'll second it.
Discussion?
Yep.
Has Mr. Poulin met all requirements that were set forth?
Yes, sir. He's attended his schooling and so far that they've offered this year or last year.
So this will pull him off his interim appointment?
Nope.
So he's still interim as far as?
Yep, still intern. I mean, should put it that as intern code enforcement officer. That's not settled on the other code enforcement officer yet. So
can we make a motion to change that?
Yes.
Please?
Okay.
Make a motion. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Motion by Randy LeCount to change code enforcement officer appointment to intern code enforcement officer appointment. I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Now, was that, we got a motion to appoint Jason as our intern? Want to make a motion?
Second.
Okay.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Code enforcement officer schooling paid, yes. Deputy Superintendent of Highway, have any?
We'll get together and pick one.
Okay, okay.
All your decisions.
Okay, all right, so that one's blank for now. Chairman of the Moores Youth Commission, Tyson Dumas, have a motion to accept those two appointments? Okay, I'll second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
I understand.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
No.
Okay, carried. Attorney hire as needed, Matthew Favreau. A motion to attorney hire? Chris?
I'll second.
Irving, second.
Discussion, please?
Yep.
Obviously, Mr. Favreau's been the lawyer for quite some time.
One year.
Just one year.
This last 2019, yep.
How about fees, anything like that? Is that anything going to change, or?
Nope. Nope, same as it was last year.
We're satisfied with what he's been doing for this body?
I'm very satisfied compared to what we had before, yeah, very satisfied.
So it gives no reason.
And he's cheaper than what we had before.
He gives no reason to look elsewhere?
Nope.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we get a motion yet?
I made a motion.
Yes.
Chris made a motion?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
No.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Court clerk, Jessica Bowers. I'll make a motion, Jessica, our court clerk.
I'll second.
Chris, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried.
Point of order?
Yep.
I'd like to retract my no vote for Mr. Favreau and retain it to an abstention, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Court clerk schooling paid for, yes. Deputy court clerk number one is Crystal Bowers. Have a motion to accept those?
Motion.
Donald? I'll second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Okay. Whereas at the first meeting of the town board each year, a beautification committee is appointed.
Should we do the third page?
Last one.
I think there's nothing on there.
At the top.
Assessor. Oh man, we almost forgot Mr. Assessor. Assessor for the town of Moores, Larry Wolf. A motion for Larry? Chris? I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
I understand.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Okay, beautification committee. Be it hereby resolved that the following people are be appointed to the 2020 beautification committee. Crystal Bowers, Beverly Lamberton, Scarlett Sample, Bruce Bowers, Chris Gilmore, Myrtle Hoxby, Kelly McDonald, Brandy Lloyd, Joanne Troutman, and Karina Carden.
Make a motion.
Okay. Second?
I'll second.
Chris, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayat?
Yes.
Okay. Carry, thank you. Okay, zoning board appeals assignments. Be it hereby resolved that the following people are appointed for the 2020 zoning board committee. John Gordon as chairman, Tony Roberts, Jane Hitchcock, Tim Neverett, Mike Denault, Miranda Gravy as alternate number one, and Jesse LaValle as alternate number two. Have a motion for those?
I'll make a motion.
Chris, second?
I'll second.
Irvin?
Discussion?
Yep.
On these committees, how often, I mean, they meet once a month, quarterly, four times?
Whenever needed mostly, but it's mostly quarterly.
How about reports back to this body and where we're at? How often does that happen?
Well, I mean, I know usually two of us come to the meeting. Myself one, and usually one of the other board members tries to come to the meeting.
Okay.
But now that we have new leadership in there, they're starting to keep minutes, so we should be able to get reports now. They weren't, the last leadership wasn't doing, you know, minutes, so, but now they are.
Something for us to follow up on if needed.
Right, yep.
John sends me the minutes and I file them in my office.
So we can review them?
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, a motion, we got motion? Did we get motions?
Yep. Councilperson Paris?
I will abstain.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayat?
Yes.
Carry. Okay, EMS appointments. Be it hereby resolved that the town of Morris appoint the following person to serve as EMS board for the following terms. Billy Loudon expires in 2021, Roger Favreau, 2022, and Steve Menard in 2023. Motion to accept these three?
Motion.
Okay.
Second.
Okay.
Discussion?
Yep.
Again, with another one of these committees, they meet. How about as far as minutes goes, where we can have some idea of what's going on?
I can check into it, see if they could get their minutes, yep.
I'm sure they have monthly meetings or?
Oh, yeah, at least monthly.
Yeah, once a month, every.
And the way it works, when we set up this agreement, that the town of Morris would have at least three on their board. They have, I don't know how many they got, they would maybe five or six, but we would have at least three to represent the town of Morris. And that's what these three people are for.
Thank you. Nick will now from Champlain as well.
Okay.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Abstain.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayat?
Yes.
Okay, carry. Okay, resolution appoint 2020 Board of Assessment Review. Be it hereby resolved that the following people are appointed to serve on the Board of Assessment Review. David Coakes, Michael Denault, and Steve Bowers. Motion to accept. Randy?
I'll second.
Chris, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayat?
Yes.
Okay, carry. All right. Be it hereby resolved that the town board will hold its regular meeting on the second Tuesday of each month, commencing at 7 p.m. If a special board meeting is needed or a regular meeting has to be canceled or changed, a notice will be posted. A notice of such will be published in the legal section of the newspaper when time allows. All regular meetings of the 2020 Zoning Board Committee will be held as needed on the third Tuesdays on each month at 7 p.m. Notice of these meetings will be published in the legal section of the newspaper, and all meetings are open to the public. Have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Irving?
I'll second.
Donald?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayat?
Yes.
Okay, carry. A resolution by the Town Board of the Town of Moores to amend duties of supervisor as covered by Section 5-18 of the Town Law, Number 125, which reads as follows. The supervisor shall pay out money only upon warrant, order, or draft of the town clerk after allowance of the town board. The supervisor shall, without prior audit, make payments in advance of audit of claims for public utilities, services such as gas, electric, water, sewer, fuel, oil, and telephone services, as well as for postage, freight, and expense, and express charges, Town Law 118-2. Claims for these payments shall be presented at the next regular meeting for audit. The supervisor may also officially become signature on checks. The supervisor may also make decisions where needed to keep the town running until the board is able to reconvene. Have a motion?
Make a motion.
Don?
Second.
Chris, second.
Discussion?
Yep.
Is this in continuance under like an emergency situation, or it's just day-to-day operations?
Pretty much day-to-day operations. Whatever comes up that can't wait out to the meetings, you know.
But anything, it's not going to supersede anything where emergencies?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Emergencies, if it's emergency comes up, we hold a special meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Resolution granting Highway Superintendent permission to make necessary purchases without board approval. The Highway Department needs to purchase items necessary for daily operations and are unable to wait for the board approval. Be hereby resolved, permission be granted to the Highway Superintendent that it is allowed to make necessary purchases for daily operations of the Moores Highway Department in the maximum amount of $5,000 without prior board approval, with the stipulation he or she provide receipts for audit at the next scheduled board meeting and provides the necessary quotes per the town's 2020 procurement policy. A motion?
I thought we had this last year. Yeah. We have to do it every year.
Yeah. Yep. You got to do it every year. Yep.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. I'll second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
No.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Resolution for the Champlain-Moores Joint Swimming Program Agreement. Pursuant to Section 422 of the Executive Law, municipalities may establish youth bureaus, youth services, and other youth programs. Pursuant to General Municipal Law, Article 5G, municipal corporations are authorized to enter into corporation agreements. The Champlain Joint Youth Program, Town of Champlain, Village of Champlain, and the Village of Ross Point, and the Town of Moores wish to enter into such cooperative agreement for the purpose of benefiting the youth swimming program of their respective municipalities, and also for the purpose of qualifying for state aid. Therefore, it will be resolved the Town of Moores agrees to enter into a joint swimming program agreement with the Champlain Joint Youth Program. Have a motion to accept this.
Do you have a slight discussion on how much we were supposed to pay? It seemed to me last year we paid more, quite a bit more than what we were thinking on that.
We paid more because the lifeguards fee went up, and the bus driver fee went up. That's why it was more. They had worked for probably 8-10 years at the same price, and they upped them last year. That's why it was a little bit more.
We know in advance. Prior to when the swimming opens, what
right.
the cost is going
right.
to be.
Right, they'll give us the, probably within a month or so, we should know what it's going to be.
Can we table this until such a point, you think? Until at least we know what, I mean, it's for the kids, I understand that. Is it
right.
negotiable? I mean, the cost, or is it?
No, it's not negotiable. I mean, they were having a hard time getting lifeguards last year, and that's why they had to offer more money to get some lifeguards to do this. And as far as the bus drivers, you know, like I say, they had got paid for the last 10 years on the same, and they figured they should, you know, could do a raise. I mean, that's,
you know, we've been ventured in this for years, right?
A lot of years.
Okay.
And it's my kids were in it.
Yep.
Way back when they were young. That was a long time ago. But it's a great program, and kids should learn how to swim. I mean, we can, when the prices come, we can always reevaluate it and if we decide it's too much money, then we can just back out.
Well, I wasn't thinking of backing out. I was thinking like different areas to, you know, maybe youth commission. I mean, does it come out of the youth commission or does it come out of the general fund?
General fund.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if it isn't over, like Irving said, then maybe we can look at it that way. Mm-hmm.
The last year was almost $3,000.
$3,000?
$2,700 or $2,900 or something.
But I don't know how many kids.
So I don't know what the attendance.
How many kids were involved in any of their, you know. They don't really give us a count on how many go. I know they have two different sessions.
Right. If we venture, you know, continue to venture into this, if we have the numbers to justify it, it's fine.
Well, I'm sure we can get the numbers. We just have to ask for them.
Right. Mm. No, I mean children.
Right.
You know, rather than, you know.
Right.
Hey, that's two kids versus right. 20 kids or 200 kids. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. If we have the numbers to.
Right. Yeah, I can try to find out, see if they have an idea how many went last year and divide it up on the price.
Please, that'd be perfect.
Okay. So what's our?
Well, I make a motion to do it, but you know.
Okay. I'll second it. I think it's a worthwhile program. Even for $3,000, I think it's cheap. And I guess where my kids learned to swim. I did them a world of good.
That's what I'm doing.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Okay. Resolution to update our procurement policy for the year 2020. This is something new that our auditor, the auditor's been here for the last month and a half, 2 months, and he said we need to do this every year. It's a procurement policy. We haven't been doing it, so now we're going to start doing it every year. As per general municipal law, every town must adopt internal policies and procedures for general municipal law section 103. This policy shall be reviewed annually by the town board at the organizational meeting. Be it hereby resolved that the town of Moores update the procurement policy with the following guidelines. Number one, every prospective purchase of goods and or services shall be evaluated to determine the applicability of the general municipal law. Number two, all purchases of equipment or supplies totaling over $20,000 or public work contracts over $35,000 in the fiscal year must be formally bid pursuant to a general municipal law section 103. Number three, all purchases more than $10,000 but less than $20,000 require a request for proposal and written quotes from minimum of two vendors, and purchases more than $1,000 but less than $10,000 require written quotes, and purchases less than $1,000 are left to the discretion of the purchaser. 3B, all estimated public work contracts greater than $20,000 but less than $35,000 requires a request for written quotes from a minimum of two vendors, and if more than $10,000 but less than $20,000 requires written proposals from a minimum of two contractors, and $10,000 or less requires an oral proposal from at least two contractors. All proposals shall describe the goods, qualities, and the particulars of delivery. All information gathered with the procedure shall be preserved and filed with the documentation. Number four, the lowest bid or proposal shall be awarded the purchase or public works contract unless a written justification is provided as to why the lowest wasn't selected, and the fact shall be filed with the proposal or quotations received. Number five, a good faith effort shall be made to obtain the required number of proposals or quotations. If the required number can't be obtained, the reason shall be attached to the file as to whom you apply. Number six, except when directed by the town board, those solicitations of right and proposals or quotations shall be required under the following circumstances. A, acquisitions of professional services. B, emergencies. C, sole source situations. D, goods purchases from agencies from the blind or severely handicapped. E, goods purchased from correctional facilities. F, goods purchased from another governmental agency. G, goods purchased at auctions or goods purchased on state and county contracts. Number seven, this policy shall be reviewed annually by the town board at the organizational meeting. Can I get a motion to accept this procurement policy as written?
I'll make a motion.
Irvin? I'll second it.
Discussion, please?
Yep.
As looking from the old procurement policy to the new one, 3B's been added, am I correct?
3B.
Here's the old one.
I don't believe so.
There it is.
Okay.
Do we have to pass it this month?
Yep.
We have to?
Yep. First of the year. I mean, then you got another month where they're purchasing stuff without, you know.
Anything on there you think we should change?
I don't know. What do you, everybody think?
Was this something recommended by the auditors?
Yes.
That we do it this way?
Yep. Well, to have something on file.
Like this?
On what, yeah, in writing, on what we need to do, and we need to follow it. He's found that a lot of purchases weren't getting quotes, as many quotes as they should be getting, and that's why he recommends, and I guess it's state law that we need to do a procurement policy at the beginning of the year, of every year, and update it.
Jeff, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
On 3A, it didn't state, but between $1,000, more than $1,000, but less than $10,000, require written quotes, is that two written quotes?
Yes.
I just want to specify that.
Should be two written quotes, like all the rest of them.
I'm just looking at the wordage on 3B, for a minimum of two contractors and $10,000 or less requires an oral proposal from at least two contractors. I mean.
That should be a written.
I would like the wordage, make a motion the wordage be changed in 3B to, with an added of written.
Take out oral and add written.
I'll second that.
Do we vote on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carry. Okay, any more discussion on the procurement policy? If not, I'll entertain a motion to.
What was the acquisition of professional services? Have an idea?
What's that now?
Acquisition of professional services, what is that?
Like a bidder, somebody that goes out and solicits bids for you. Is what I'm believe it's talking about.
I'm just kind of curious what that meant.
Let's, something tells me there's something other than that. I wonder if we can act, I'm just saying, I don't understand it to be that, Mr. Menard. Acquisition of professional services. Anybody got Google?
Wouldn't that be somebody who maybe would write a grant for you or something like that?
Like CPA, somebody with special.
Right.
Just curious.
Right, I mean, that's what it is, I mean.
Hearing that be like.
Professional services. Like a lawyer or, you know.
My.
And if you hire somebody to, you know, to solicit bids for you, and so somebody that's professional in what they do, is what I take it as.
Like Lively for surveying?
Right, that's like for surveying, or like Myrtle said, a grant writer, or.
What are we doing?
CPA?
Okay, if you want.
Just curious, but.
Well, wait, we got a definition coming.
You got a definition?
All right.
It's possible it means, like, that we have a lawyer already.
Established.
So we wouldn't have to bid out for law services because we have that service currently.
A professional, somebody that does that for a living.
Contractor, could it be anybody, or is it limited to? I mean, it's a very broad term.
Right.
I don't know how we...
Strike it out. Make a motion, check it out of there.
Let's look at it again. Except when directed by the town board, no solicitation of written proposals or quotation shall require on public service. Acquisition of professional services. But if we get a point of clarification on that, I don't understand it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I take it as, is a professional services, like a lawyer, or a grant writer, or like say a surveyor, or somebody that's licensed to do what they're doing.
Right, because, I mean, it could be, the way I'm looking at it here, I mean, help me out here. The way I'm looking at it is, except when directed by the board, no solicitation of written proposals. We voted on this part of the procurement policy, but yet we're retracting pretty much everything we just said as far as holding accountable to bids. Am I understanding it that way? You know what I mean?
No, I mean, if...
I mean, it's like, here's our procurement policy.
Right.
And we have the vague, or I'm sorry, the $1,000, you know, everything here.
Right.
But in this part here, to my understanding, is what I'm looking at. I could be wrong, that's why I'm asking for clarification.
But, well, start with H is, like we piggyback off in the county on a lot of contracts, like the salt, the fuel, and all those. So that you don't have to go out and get bids for.
Agreed.
Same thing if you're on the auctions that Chris thing. If you're buying it from a governmental auction, that they're saying, and then purchase from another governmental agency. So if you buy something from the next town or town, you don't have to get 3 or 4 bids.
But what is the cost associated with them?
What's that?
What would be the cost associated with them as far as good purchase at auctions or anything? So we're saying that we're giving the individual the ability to go down and purchase goods without our direction.
Right.
And over the amount of what we specified in the original referendum.
Right, right. No, so, no, that won't go over
the bids.
No.
It's
bid.
We gotta get a bid according to this.
Right, right.
But according to this, is what's in front of us, it supersedes all this. So why do we even need this? Let's have, I'm just saying, I would make a motion to strike this because it's overriding everything that the power of this body will have.
Well, you can't do the county and state contracts.
I mean, it's already a contract.
Yeah.
I mean, right. We already know it's a contract. It's
right, but if you don't take that contract, then you have to go out and solicit bids. That's what it's saying.
But are we under law to take
no
to honor no. or contract or the next closest bid?
Right, right. If they decide not to go with that contract, then they can, but they have to go out to bid. They can't just take, you know, the next guy off the thing and say we're going
to
take it.
So we'd have to bid.
Right, right.
But according to this up top, if to my understanding, help me out, guys.
So according to the Office of the State Comptroller, these are exempt by law. These from section 103, like it's in their policy.
A through H is exempt.
Well,
emergency.
Well, so this is from like number E, I can't imagine us buying anything from a correctional facility.
These are exempt to competitive.
And bidding. As far as a blind or severely handicapped agency,
so anything like that.
Just
sole source, you know, situations. If you got a sole source, I mean, it's the only one that carries it, so you ain't got no choice to buy it from them.
Yeah.
And emergencies, you've got emergencies that come up. And you're going to have emergencies.
Procurement policy.
Now, with professional services.
Categories that are.
Subject to bidding. Purchase and contracts. Subject to bidding.
Yep, these ones, but not.
No.
Not professional services.
Right, not professional services. So there's something there we could get rid of.
Or emergency. We could put under emergency.
What do you think?
Well, they have sole source listed.
Yeah, we need to have that one.
Professional services.
Yeah.
Yep. Emergencies. You gonna have emergencies?
Mm-hmm.
The only two I mean, there's two like D and E, I don't know if we'll ever be purchasing anything from correction facility.
Right.
Or a blind and severely handicapped agency.
I mean, that's gonna be covered under the Office of Disability with, you know, handicap accessibility and all that, right? So would we need, do we need that in there? If we keep H, we keep C, emergencies, B, but acquisition of personal services, I think that defeats our purpose.
Professional services.
I'm sorry, thank you, professional services. Unless we can rewrite that to read.
Well, if you don't do that, then our hire of attorney, we'd have to go out and get three bids. Professional service, we'd have to go out and get three bids. And that's more or less what that's standing for, professional services.
What if we add it in there to rewritten, not, you know, to exclude professional service? It's our referendum.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry, it's our procurement policy. Or do you want to leave it?
Well, it's our program, but it's, you know, it's something that the state, that's comes right from the state.
Yes, that's their guidelines.
Yep.
I mean, it's up to the body.
Up to the board, I mean, that's the thing.
I just feel that it circumvents this part. It's like saying, okay, we're going to hold you tight on this, but yet, according to number six, you're not accountable for it.
Oh, you are. You are. There's a lot more stuff that we purchase than what's up there.
Agreed.
A lot. So. So. I make a motion that we accept it as written.
I'm second.
Irving second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
No.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. One more. Resolution to accept and sign fire protection and emergency services contract. Whereas there is a need to renew the contract with Ellenburg Fire District number 21 for fire protection and emergency services. Be it hereby resolved that the town of Moores accept the fire protection and emergency services contract as written and the contract to be signed.
Can I make a motion?
Same as last year, 2000. Same as it was in the last couple of years.
It's a couple of 2000 a year?
Yeah. Yeah. They from the Green Valley.
Yeah, it's closer there.
That way they're a lot closer. And actually they're, the people that live in that area are taxed for that also,
yeah.
For Ellenburg. Well, they pay for it.
I made a motion.
Chris made a motion. Don second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. I lied, there's one more. All the town board members are nominated each year for committee assignments, and the 2000 committee assignments have expired. Be it hereby resolved that the following town board members be appointed town board committees for the year 2020. Highway, Randy LeCount and Chris Bulris. Fire Station 1, Chris Bulris, Jeff Menard. Fire Station 2, Chris Bulris, Jeff Menard. Zoning and Planning, Donald Paris, Randy LeCount. Library, Irving Briette and Donald Paris. Dog Control, Randy LeCount and Irving Briette. Youth Program, Chris Bulris, Jeff Menard. Sidewalks, Chris Bulris and Randy LeCount. Cemeteries, Irving Briette, Jeff Menard. Windmills, Randy LeCount, Jeff Menard. Solar, Donald Paris, Irving Briette. And Beautification, Chris Bulris. Have a motion to accept these committee members? Irving?
I'll second.
Okay, Don.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Boris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Okay, carried. Thank you.
Jeff, I do have a few more, I don't know.
Wait.
Yeah, wait, do.
A few more breaks. Okay, everyone had a chance to read the minutes of last meeting? Are there any additions or deletions? I'll accept the motion to accept it as written. Chris? Irving, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Boris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried.
Discussion? These minutes that I could see were not posted on the server. All right, if I would like to ask that if anybody in the public would like a copy of them, can we provide them? Because they were not able to review them for questions.
Yep.
Or anything.
Yep, anybody wants them, they should let them know. They usually do get posted, it's probably busy and didn't get a chance, but they usually are, try to anyways. Okay, highway.
Not a whole lot, I'm sure everybody heard.
Yeah, in case you haven't heard, we lost a pickup truck last night to a fire. Chris's white pickup with the plow on it burnt in his yard last night. We don't know as of yet what caused it. The insurance company's sending an investigator to come and check it out. And they'll let us know. But it's in the insurance hands now.
We're sticky.
So. Anything else, Chris?
No, the weather sounds good to cool down and get rid of the ice.
Yeah.
For the next couple weeks, anyway.
That would be good.
There's a
working as hard as we can to get the roads buried back up.
Insurance question was, you did find out that it is replaceable at?
Yep. Yep.
At full cost?
That I don't know yet. The way the wording is, I got a call into the insurance company and they're supposed to give me, and got back to me as of the time I got done work, so.
Okay.
But I'm checking on that, if it's full replacement cost or if it's prorated.
We have an update on that for the next meeting?
Yep. Oh yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Hopefully it's settled by the next meeting.
We got to do something, purchase a new one?
I mean, we can get some prices for now.
Do we make something tonight?
See how quick.
We have another special meeting?
Yeah, let's get some quotes and we'll have, if we need to call the meeting, special meeting, we'll vote on it. Yeah, we'll see how the insurance comes.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're going to be fairly quick. I mean, kind of close dry. Yeah, the investigator's coming and then the adjuster's supposed to come. And then they're going to pick the vehicle up and take it somewhere. I'm not sure where, but yeah. So. And the ball's already rolling, so it should be fairly quick, I'm hoping. So we can get it replaced.
Did it roll the plow?
The plow itself, I think, is all right.
The blade is all right. Yeah,
the frame and stuff got really hot. And okay, is that it, Chris? Okay. Library.
I had a conflict at the December meeting, so I wasn't able to attend here. I heard that there was a discussion about having a standby generator at the library. And
yeah, the county had approached me on, they're looking for a place to have set up for oxygen, for people who's on oxygen, and when we get a big storm where the power's out for a long time, and the only one they could come up with was probably the library. We'd have to put a standby generator in order to do that. And they don't want to tie up the fire station or the EMS building, because of emergency services. And they thought maybe the library would be good, so we're kind of looking into it.
Yeah, we didn't have an official meeting at the library in December.
Mm-hmm.
We had an unofficial one, and the response was overwhelming. We'd like to cooperate with that. And, if you could just work with us, if we could have at least to say where it might be placed.
Right, oh yeah.
And stuff like that, but
okay.
The feeling was overwhelming that
okay.
They think that's a good spot for it.
Okay.
So I, hopefully.
Yeah, I think it would be a good mark.
Personally, I think it's great.
Yeah, utilize the building, yeah.
Yeah. That would be good. Our snow plowing and all that, sidewalks been really good, really good. Thank everybody for that. And this, the next month or two, we're closing up the big grant. So hopefully we'll have more news about that. But it, we spent just about everything we're supposed to spend. We just got to get everything put together and send it into Albany.
Good.
And hopefully that will go through.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Art. Dog control. Got the dog control report.
She's just gone to the bathroom.
Okay. Somewhat a busy month, by the looks of it.
Yep.
Actually, we let's do that while we're waiting. We've got to renew our contract with the Malone Animal Shelter for our kennel to hold our animals. New York State's already contacted us saying that our contract has ran out, so we need to do this. We're in violation.
Who's running it now? Didn't that lady pass?
Yeah. Yeah, Janet Collier called and said that, you know, as of the first year, the contract ran out December 31st, so we need to, Kelly, go ahead and read it.
Resolution to accept contract with Town of Moores and North Country Animal Control Center. Whereas the Town of Moores is in need of a municipal animal shelter, therefore be it resolved that the Town of Moores will enter into a contract with the North Country Animal Control Center. The contract agreement shall be for a term commencing January 1st, 2020 and ending December 31st, 2020 per the contract.
Okay, and again, it's $2,500 again. Same as it was last year, yeah.
What does that get us, the $2,500? What does that entail?
It entails them taking our dogs, any dog that nobody claims. And when they pick up a dog, if it's not claimed, then it's got to be taken up there. I mean, they can hold them overnight.
If 24 hours.
And if nobody claims it, then they need to take it to an animal shelter, and they feed it and take care of it, make sure it's got everything. And
we're still contracted with
Walmart. Yeah, well, we got to renew it because it ran out at the end of last year, so we need to renew it.
Once they're up there, is there any cost associated after? That will come back to us, vet bills, et cetera, et cetera.
No.
Once you bring the hounds up there.
No, the only cost would be to the owner. If they go up and claim the dog, they have a $15 boarding fee.
Stacy, have you bought any Vermont here?
No.
You have?
We've had quite a lot of luck with Facebook and stuff.
Oh.
Dogs missing or.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That contract allows us, what, 15 dogs, yeah?
Yep.
15 dogs.
Yeah.
Per year is what it's going
to be. Yeah,
right.
Per year,
yeah.
We have to do one.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
15.
I know the next thing would be Palmer's. And then we had an issue.
Right. Because we didn't contract with them, they wouldn't.
Right. So I think we can do it again. I just think we
didn't make a lot of
in the last couple of years. And they're the only ones that would work with us in the mall.
Well, in the last years when we used to have a kennel. By the time you get your heat and your dog food and your, you know, all your taking care of stuff, it was a lot more than $2,500. This was a lot cheaper to contract it out, and then they take care of, you know, the dogs after. You know, finding the owners and
see creating that site there.
Right. Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Yeah, so far.
Community is amazing for everybody loves animals, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can we get a copy of that? Can we get a copy of that? Of the contract?
I guess we didn't get a good one, eh? Okay, so that's.
I'll make the motion, Jeff, that we do the $2,500 contract.
Okay. Irvin made a motion.
I'll second.
Chris, second.
Councilperson Harris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Boris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Anything else, Stacy?
A couple of different things, the kind of licenses that we discussed. Did you get a chance to kind of ponder over what we're thinking on that?
Yeah, I mean, we can throw it around here at, with the board. She's talking about someone has four or five dogs. Do we come up with a fee where, you know, a set fee, say $50 for, you know, five dogs or whatever, instead of, what is it, $10 each?
$5?
No, we're just not saying any term. Did Janet talk to you on that week? She was supposed to get a little deal?
No, I haven't heard from her.
Janet said it's basically, Agate Market said it's basically up to the town as to how we want to do the kennel license for people. So we can charge the fee, which is $10, and a kennel license fee, or we can do a kennel license fee and lower the price to give them each dog license to kind of help people that have
multiple dogs.
Like hunting dogs or whatever. So that way, at least they're being licensed under the kennel license. So at least we know how many dogs are in the town versus not knowing, you know.
I think it's a good suggestion. What you just offered.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the local towns to see how they run?
I have not. I've been extremely.
I know I'm sure Osco's got kennel.
Yeah, but I was supposed to call, and I do have it written on my calendar. I was supposed to call. Bill Kelly would call the other towns to see kind of what they had in place. But I know a lot of people chatter in your ear and they say, yes, it's cheaper for a kennel license.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, up here in Moores, we have a lot of houndsmen.
Yeah.
Differently than Shazy does or anything. Shazy's yeah. gonna stick to their regular dog licensing. Mm-hmm. Where if we make it convenient for everybody, all the houndsmen to come in, at least we're gonna keep control of the dogs,
yeah,
and we're still going to generate revenue.
Right, because you have the beagles and the rabbit hunters, and you have the coyote hunters, and
right,
have,
right.
Just an abundant amount of hunters that
make it fair. I mean, suggestions.
Well, so in my discussion with Janet Collier previously about this, dogs still need to be licensed through Ag and Markets. With proof of their rabies shots. The kennel license, from what I can understand historically has been done, is more of a zoning type license, because in order to have in the town, you need to go through the zoning board with your kennel permit to have it be approved. To shelter more than, I think it's four dogs.
Four dogs.
In the town.
I think it's five, right?
Right, more than four, yeah. So.
Maybe we could put a committee together to look at it?
I think it needs to be more specific and user friendly. There's not a specific policy that we could find.
Yeah, if you could check, if you get a chance, call some other towns, see what they're. Yeah, they're doing.
I'll see Ross.
See what they're doing, and we'll bring about the next meeting. We'll see if we can come up with some kind of plan.
So we're still good, kind of jumping back. We're still good with both of us still doing it, even though it's still out on business away in town.
Yep. You're the dog patrol, or Irving's the assistant.
Phone stays.
Yeah.
So there's never, unless we're both at town at the same time, and that's the only time we have to.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's worked good this year so far, for 1 year.
And Irving? Or which one?
Who's ever on that?
So he said.
Me and
Irving. So are you my go-to people?
Yep.
For the board, yes.
Okay.
If you have questions or something, you can contact me or Randy first, if not Jeff.
So I can get your numbers then before I leave tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you can't get in, she's always got me.
Yeah. I got your number on speed dial.
Yep.
I haven't heard anything more either about the one issue that I did call you about the hunting dogs.
The hair growth.
Checked on them several times.
Okay.
Understanding, Jeff said you also went and checked on them.
That is correct.
Over on Gerald Road.
I just went last month.
Yep. So, I mean, they're good.
Okay. How about the one on the Herrick Road?
Yeah,
resolved or?
Have you heard anything? Have they been into license?
Matt Oliver?
Yeah.
No.
Or Casey LaValle?
Nothing.
No more of getting out? I can contact her and say.
Well, that's the main thing. As long as it doesn't keep getting out, that's the big issue, but for now anyways.
Especially where she was going.
Right, right. There's too many houses around that area and.
Yeah.
And then, I guess he's a scary dog, I mean. Matt Oliver.
Matt Oliver, they just.
Oh, I found her in the road the other day. She's not vicious.
No.
She's intimidating.
Oh, she is, but she's a baby.
Lydia is her name. So I mean, like, she is, yeah, but she will growl at you. She did that to me the first day. She's done it to a couple of the neighbors and.
Like you can walk right up.
She, after she knows who you are and you say Lydia, she is a big baby, but again.
I'm gonna keep her in his yard because she was running up and down the roads at work. Like three houses in back.
Just recently?
I haven't seen her recently.
Yeah, they've been pretty good.
Not since the winter, but before.
She doesn't like to be left alone, so she finds ways of getting out and getting loose.
If there's been a report made and an issue happens where somebody gets, the dog causes an accident or something, because we were derelicting in our duties, would we be held responsible?
No. No. It's an animal. Hard to control.
Agreed. So we're not?
No.
Okay.
But the only thing I would recommend if, you may have to start giving citations if it happens.
You're gonna have to because I know
you hate to, but.
But it's been almost a month.
Yeah.
I understand money's tight, but it's.
Right.
$10.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And maybe shop.
Exactly, so, yeah.
So now you just pay the fee of going to court and.
Yeah, you know, it's cheaper to buy a license than pay the fine, so.
But the law, you're just gonna have to get dividends.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, and I think once you write a couple, people are gonna say, oh wow, now they're writing tickets, we better, you know, do what we need to do.
Okay.
Alrighty. I know. Nobody likes getting tickets. Nobody likes writing them either, but, okay. Alright, thank you very much. Beautification.
The decorations can come down whenever you get a chance. That's it. Or they can stay up for as long as you want.
When I can get a vehicle and the weather's decent, we'll take care of it.
It's winter time.
Yeah. Alright, thanks Merle.
Can we get some new decorations for town?
We can afford them.
No? I'd say, cause like, if you go throughout Tona and all the other towns, and all their lights are all lit up and ours are like.
Yeah, ours are getting old too.
They're 12 years old. I believe that, and they.
Yeah, I know what.
So can we do a fundraiser or something?
Yeah.
I'm not the president.
I hope that we do a fundraiser or something.
Yeah.
But come on, we all say when we go by those lights, like, oh god, how pathetic.
They're only half lit.
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
Right, I mean, you're laughing, right?
We gotta check the power poles and make sure it's not the power, but yeah, for some reason, but the ones in Altona, they're all nice and bright.
I know, they're beautiful. I think they just have some new ones.
The power is stronger than the original.
Must be. You got three-phase power up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were.
Alrighty.
Yeah, but there's a tunnel of wind and they're old and they cracked. It's hard to believe, but they're over 12 years old. We all grow old.
Mr. Assessor, anything to say?
Good news, bad news. Good news, I'll hear first.
Bad news.
Bad news, alright. Area 2, that's the west end of town. I'm gonna have trouble getting 100% on that. So the only thing I can do is bring up the basic, the prime acre from 13,000 to the rest of the town, which bring it up to 16,000, which is the prime acre. My land is low. I might have to change, it's only preliminary, I might have to change the amount of money that I have to charge for vacant land, namely pasture, tillable, woodland, possibly. Figures aren't here. The end of town is 95.37. I have to maintain 100%. If I don't, us old people, not you two guys, us old people will lose our exemptions to 100% on the star programs.
Is that just area two would consider, or would it not?
That's not us, just for the general.
You're eating it on this side of this place.
This way. The good news.
That's where he lives.
Good.
It is that side.
We have all of the solar panels are online.
They're all on now?
So all have, so that means for the fire department and the ambulance district, it could go up for the fire, go up about, let me see, about 300,000 on three parcels a piece, and on the fourth parcel would go up about 560,000 of assessed value, which is doesn't the only people that benefit by it, ambulance and the
special districts. Yeah,
but that's the good news.
Yeah,
this end of the town is great. Oh, on a lighter note, a gentleman called me today, wants to know, is he entitled to a star program? I says yes. Maybe people know where the house is. It's down on Route 11 by Beeline. Do you know
the jump place?
What?
The jump place?
So I says,
no, not until he cleans up.
I says, you're entitled to it. I says, how's the yard sale going? He says to me, I don't have a yard sale. I clean up the damn place. He's being fined $10 a day until he gets rid of that. So maybe 2 seconds. That's the news of the day.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. Okay. Anyone from the youth program? Nope. Town historian? Nope. Fire department. I got the report from the fire department. They had a total of 20 calls for the month of December. 12 in the town, 8 of them mutual aid. They have a total of 166 calls for the year 2019. I believe that's probably the most ever. Anything else you want to add, Todd?
Thank God we're off to a quiet start to 2020. Hopefully it stays that way.
And does everybody know that Todd's our new fire chief?
Yep, Todd is our new fire chief.
We got some fit testing we're going to do for the members, so we can get on with all of the cancer coverage that they're offering. So it's going to be a busy few months here.
Okay. I'd like to thank them very much for last night's ordeal. Because if they wouldn't have been there that quick, I'd have lost my house. They were fast. As much as I don't think they were.
In a situation like that, it seems like it takes forever.
Yep.
The guys that were on last night, I couldn't praise them enough. They did a hell of a job. The minimal damage to the vehicles, the house especially. I was very proud of them. They did a hell of a job.
Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it could have been.
There was two cars right next to it, and the house was only like 10 feet away, and it did melt some of the siding, but did catch fire though. It could have been a lot worse. It was a good response by the fire department. Lucky it was meant for work night, and there's a lot of people there.
I didn't tell you, but it was going in the highway shop last night.
Oh yeah?
I don't know what stopped me from putting it there. Uh-huh. But it was froze, and I was going to leave it.
Yeah. Intuition, I guess, is good.
I don't know what. I wouldn't want to go through that.
No.
The village of Teresa lost their highway yesterday.
Really?
Where?
Teresa, up to Watertown.
Really?
By a vehicle fire.
Yep.
Well, that's... We're at a county meeting today, and that was a big topic from the state, our state highway committee. every insurance company, all the master switches are in the cabs. The insurance companies are going to force them to put them, because from the cab to the battery box, they're still light power. Mm-hmm. You're going to be forced to put them at the battery.
At the battery, kill the power off.
It's going to be a lot more headaches for our highway trucks because of the material we use, but rather than
burn a building down.
Burn a building and lose everything if you got to buy switches every year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we are going to do some changing real soon. Because we have been extremely lucky. We've had three that we've actually caught just by luck. Mm-hmm. State road, somebody having to go in, one catching fire, one we caught before we left. So I really think you'll see some electrical purchases, but I think it's going to be well worth it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, Chris. EMS report for December was Champlain had 60 calls, Moores had 48, and Ross Point had 25. And no ALS. Mutual Aid, Mutual Aid provided 2 in Moores, and Mutual Aid received 5 in Moores. For the month of January, the EMS had 135 calls, February 116, March 114, April 97, May 103, June 107, July 106, August 100, September 86, October 107, November 90, and December 133, for a total of 1,294 calls for the month of, or for the year of 2019. And that 1,294 calls, they covered 19,180 miles. And that's the report from the EMS, Champlain EMS. Court. Court report for the month of November was a total of 9,836.50. The state got $7,301 of that. County got $188.50. The town of Moores got $2,347. Code enforcement. Jason not here. I don't have a report for him either. Okay, to get after him to get us a report. Old business. Is it under old business? I have nothing under old business. New business.
Could we petition the state to try to lower the speed limit down through 11 here? From like either Tappanville's corner or even further up, I don't know.
I don't think we did since I've been here. I think they did before, but we can always do it again.
I mean, you got Dollar General now, and you got the funeral home, you got the post office. And
Yeah, we can petition them again.
We run at 30 all the way up through.
All the way to.
All the way, yeah.
Almost to the Tappan Road, or close to it, anyways. So
we're hurt to continue to get through by the EMS building.
Yep.
Are you where the garage door comes in?
I tried
to get him to do the Hemingway Road from just north of the school, right to the edge of the hill going up town. And county, and they've just...
Yeah, you got to go through the county first, and the county petitions the state, and then the state will come and do a survey, and it's kind of a long out process. Did you ever hear anything from them, Dom? You ever hear anything back from them, or did they even do it?
No, they put up a, he said, I'll put one of these signs up, you know, these electric signs, put an electronic sign up there for a month. That's all they did.
Okay.
Because, you know, with the speed limit, it's 45 there. They're everybody's barreling down through there 55, 60. Mm-hmm. And you know, I tried to tell them, you know, there's a lot of young kids in that area, and you just never know. And that's all it is, put one of those electronic signs up.
You're still going out 30.
It's 30 till, you know, you go by the playground, yep. School, it's 30 till there.
then it turns to 45.
Was it ever 30 up by your place?
No, no. Not that I recall.
You think it was in the village limits? It had village limits, it would have been 30.
It had to have been, because all the village limits was 30 miles an hour. When you come in, the village
Maple speed limit 30. Everything's 30 all the way through. Our streets, you know, our town streets are all 30.
Right.
But that stretch of road from there until it hits the 55 just below the hill.
And that's a county road, right?
That's county.
Yeah.
And most of the time they're going 55 before they even break the hill.
55? That'd be slow.
They have a traffic safety board.
Yes.
For my highway site. I will find out when the next meeting is and go over that. Most of their business pertains to the city and rerouting traffic down there. I'll go see if it'll help me.
You've got a lot of younger families in that area now too, and there's some younger kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do them both.
Is that something that the town clerk has to get all the state and petition the state?
Yeah, I think it's something you've got to initiate, the town clerk, if you can check in on it.
Please.
We'll do Route 11 here and we'll do the Hemingford Road again.
Because the other night there was that funeral.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And
it was dark.
It was dark and, you know.
Tractor trailers going up through.
Oh yeah, it's, you know, the limit should be.
Yeah, just because it's 45, they still go 45, no matter how many cars are there. So, okay. All right, so anything else under business? I think we've got some more resolutions.
So I have the resolution to accept, or examination of court records.
Okay.
Budget amendment, petty cash.
Okay.
And we'll have to do this one after the court records.
Yep.
Resolution to accept examination of court records, whereas section 2019A of the Uniform Justice Court Act requires that the town and village justices annually provide their court records and dockets to their respective town and village auditing boards to be examined and or audited and be entered into the minutes of the board's proceedings. Be it hereby resolved that as per section 2019A of the Uniform Justice Court Act, the town of Moore's justices shall annually provide to the town board their court records and or dockets for an audit whereby results shall be noted in the minutes of said town board.
Okay.
Make a motion to acceptance.
Okay, I'll second.
Did somebody review?
Yeah, we got to review after.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Lacow?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowers?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. No, we got to look at the books. We got to look at the books.
No, we'll do another resolution after.
Then we'll sign them.
You did.
Oh.
Come on, Mr. Menard.
Resolution for budget amendment. The town board of the town of Moore's, duly convened in regular session, does hereby resolve as follows. As the highway department has an overspend budget that needs amending with $14,940.82 to balance out the 2019 budget, the unappropriated assigned fund balance, DA-599, will be debited in the amount of $14,940.82. The money will be credited to the accounts that were negative. All of the columns in the year 2019 budget in the town of Moore's are hereby amended to reflect amendment authorized by this resolution.
Okay, I'll make a motion, we accept it.
Second.
Okay.
Discussion, please. There will be a balance left on that according to last month's minutes.
Yep.
Do you know the amounts?
Nope.
To pay back?
We don't know yet. She hasn't totally balanced the books out yet, so.
So we'll know next
week? We'll know for sure next Monday.
Thank you.
Yep.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Lacow?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried.
I have one more.
One more.
Resolution to establish petty cash fund for the Office of the Tax Collector. Whereas the collection of 2020 land taxes begins January 1st, 2020, and whereas there is a need for the Office of the Tax Collector to have change for payments of taxes, Be it hereby resolved that the tax collector be allotted the sum of $300 for petty cash for the 2020 tax season.
Chris make a motion?
Second.
Donald second?
Discussion, please.
Yep.
We have, with that petty cash, we have, if you can explain it to me, the records going in and out, cash, you need change. The books are not being reviewed, am I correct?
Right.
Can we make a motion that those books are reviewed periodically by us, the board members, like we do the court clerk records?
There's really no books, is there?
One of the things in the audit was that my ledgers in my banking is not reviewed on any kind of scheduled basis.
Okay.
So he recommended that there was oversight.
Okay. I didn't know we had to, so.
It was a verbal recommendation.
Right, okay.
Especially with petty cash.
All the petty cash that turns back in at the end of the year, right?
Well, the tax petty cash gets turned back at the end of tax season.
Right, at the end of the tax. Okay. So this is just for your tax petty cash?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I made a motion that we do that.
That you review the books? Yeah.
Like we do in accordance with?
Mm-hmm.
You think that'll work, Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, the
second.
Let's finish this one first.
Yeah, finish up this. Roll call on that one.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Lacow?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Okay, the motion on the floor to review the town clerk's books on a regular basis. By Randy? Donald second?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Lacow?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried.
So, I mean, we can discuss it further how you want to do it, but basically, I get monthly bank statements and balance the accounts. Mm-hmm. So that would be a good time to then have a second check on.
Right. Yep.
On the balancing.
Yep.
So
that'd be good.
You want to assign someone to that or it's up to you.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Randy wants to do it.
I have a question. Are you not audited by the state yearly?
No.
No. In this last audit, didn't they audit you also?
Yes.
Yes.
How'd you come out?
Good. But he recommended that towns have someone else look over the books and not just have one person that reviews everything, makes a deposit, balances it, so that there's accountability.
Yeah.
Just curious. Because you look like an honest person.
I'm like the assessor. The assessor helps me to be with it.
A report of his audit? Because I'm sure there's other changes we have to make also.
Oh, yeah. He hadn't got it done yet, but we looked at it. Okay, what else you got? Anything else?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
I think that we have this.
Yeah, that's the one on that next.
But the only resolution I have is after the court records are reviewed, we'll do after.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. All right, so, okay. Yeah. So the last thing I got is phone service and internet. We got a quote from Spectrum. We've been having a lot of issues with our internet. And with PrimeLink going out, we had to set up some new emails. It's cheaper to go with Spectrum. They offer a much better quality internet than what we've been getting. Since the first of the year, Kelly on her, she gets a lot of people that pay their taxes online, and she hasn't been getting them up until today when Renee talked to someone down at PrimeLink. I don't know what they did, but they released them or what. We got 40, 50 emails
like
that came through. 75 came through today. But we hadn't got any since the first of the year, and you can't run a business like that. And I mean, it kills me to have to switch, because I love to keep stuff local. But I mean, it's just that their internet service is not very good. I hate to say it, but it's not.
Jeff, was it DSL though?
Can I interject?
Yes, go ahead, please.
First of all, PrimeLink is not going out as
right.
far as the internet. It's
yep.
just the residential PrimeLink1.net email for the businesses. We will work with you to switch to another provider. On our defense, we had no idea that you were having issues. So Renee did not report the troubles that you have been having. If you don't report it, how can we fix it?
Mm-hmm.
So I do know that we can offer fiber here. If you're willing to give us a chance, talk to us, see what we can do for you before you switch, we would definitely appreciate that. And that goes for anybody. If you're having an issue, we don't have a system at our office that says, well, this person's having an issue or that one is. You have to call and report it. And if you continue having issues, shame on us. Definitely switch. But at least give us the opportunity to fix your issue. So you do not currently have fiber, but we could get fiber to you, which would be a lot better service.
Which is, so you have DSL then? And the fiber is what's being installed in our house now.
Probably.
Yeah. The fiber's faster.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess, and I guess, how long would it take to get the fiber up here?
That's something that, I think Bab and Renee probably had a conversation. I don't know how long it's going to take.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but if you could at least give us a chance before switching, we would definitely appreciate that.
So Jeff, I'll say something on behalf of CTC. So they actually had to do a complete reconstruction for us, the fiber, all the way down our road. So, and they did it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably wouldn't be long if we decided to stick with them and do fiber.
We're utilizing more computers than the average homeowner. And in defense to PrimeLink, I was under the impression that complaints were made and they weren't being resolved.
I think when we looked, we had one call and it was like the beginning of like last year.
Because the computers here shut down 3 to 4 times a day. We need access.
Yeah, they have to keep shutting the modem down to reset it to get it back up, and it's a pain. There's no doubt when you're trying to, you got 4 or 5 computers running in here, and
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
But if we would have had, like I said, the last thing the trouble was towards the beginning of last year, we haven't had another trouble since then. So we thought your issue was fixed. So if you don't report it. Or, then how can we fix it?
Mm-hmm.
We only have, I know that they're looking, but I think the last I heard that there was only one trouble, so
right.
that we had gotten. So.
Now on the the fiber that's coming through, is that more money or?
It probably will not be any more money than what you're paying now. And I think that we are looking at to see what we can do for you, so.
Okay, yeah, because right now, if we went to Spectrum, we're talking $2,250 savings a year. No.
That's only for the first year, though, then it goes up.
Yeah, the inspector goes up.
Yeah. No. Not according to them, but.
It tells you. Yeah.
No, most of them are 12 months. That's why I was going to ask if that's a 12 month thing, because usually it's only 12 months.
It's right under our advice. 1 year. 1 year.
Yeah, that's a resident. That's a residential contract.
Oh, it's a commercial contract.
I don't know.
The business
act. I don't know if the commercial contract's different, but I couldn't say. But. I know residential, sir.
You're right. We have a contract being given us. It explains what the terms and conditions are.
I haven't seen it. That's the first I've seen of this. So.
We have a contract that says terms and conditions of what we'll pay here and then after.
Only up to a year.
And then after that, are we releasing the contract or we have to renew a contract?
It's a good point. I don't know.
I would imagine if it's a year contract, then you'd have to renew it in a year.
So there's no way to price the book second year. We could always look at a provider at that point. Not
well, that's it, and I mean, technically, we should be looking at that anyways. According to what our auditor is telling us, we need to, I know the local, but we should be getting quotes. it's taxpayer money, and that's what we're here to look out for. So, but
the savings through CTC is about $1,400.
Right.
And then our cell phone.
Right. The cell phone. The cell phone. We go from wire from Verizon to Spectrum Mobile. It's quite a bit. It's like $850 cheaper on the wireless. So you add the two together.
Yes.
So you can't. I guess you can't really blame Champlain on it. All you say is save it is about $1,400. But that's.
I think we.
That's up to the board. I mean, that's why we're here.
And just also remember that as a local company, we do help you out and try to help you out in other instances too. So good luck with Spectrum helping you.
Without a doubt. And then same thing, you know, they've helped us put our lights up many times.
To be honest, Jeff, I feel comfortable tabling this the next month. And in the meantime, trying to work with Champlain Telephone, see what they can come up with. Maybe sharpen your pencil a little bit, get us an upgrade.
You check on that and see how long it's going
to
take
to
get it set up,
and seeing if we can do a savings as well. So,
okay.
So we are definitely working on our end. So
okay,
so you get back to us.
Yes, Beth has already talked to Renee, and I think that they have a meeting. I think to discuss what we can do probably at the end of this week, beginning of next week. So.
Okay.
Because I know this will be moving forward.
Yeah, I think it's set for the 20th to switch over, so we need to get something before then so we can. But we got a motion by Irving to table it till next month and see what we can.
I don't have to second it.
I can go.
I'm just saying it actually table it. No one has to second it. I just table it because I don't think it's fair to everybody if we're working on it right now. To switch, but.
Right. No, and it definitely. I mean, my philosophy is to keep much local as we can because everybody supports us.
Can we switch the Verizon over to the mobile?
I don't know.
Or that's another provider for cell service.
That's something we could check on. Yeah, definitely.
Before next meeting.
I agree with the table on this pending. We get some numbers back. And possible avenues to fix this. I mean, I do agree with staying with a local company. I mean, PrimeLink's always been good to us and been here for a long time, so. At least Champlain Telephone. So I am willing to table this until next month.
Okay, we got a motion by Irving and a second by Donald. Roll call.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Lacow?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Marriott?
Yes.
Okay, all right, carried. Okay, so we'll table it till next month and we'll see what we can do. Okay.
And you know, like I said, Andrew's done it before then. So.
Okay, all right, yeah. All right, thank you. Okay. Anything else? We got anything else? Yes. Go ahead.
I have a question, some questions pertaining to some of the invoices that we are looking to sign.
Okay.
I'm looking at voucher number 2 based on our procurement policy. We get an expenditure of $6,071.95. I'm just saying, how come that wasn't put out for a bid for quotes?
Is that for the door?
I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, I think it was for the door.
It was voucher number 2.
6,000.
Yeah, number 2 was the North Country Garage door for $6,071.
Okay.
It went up more than it was supposed to be because we had opener issues.
Well, there was two. There was
the remote door openers won't work with anything new. We had two that wouldn't work. So. The new ones will run 3 doors. So instead of having 2 with the old remotes that we're still going to have issues with, I changed them all.
Change all 3 doors or just the remotes?
The sensors and the remotes to control the openers.
And it was 1 new door, right?
1 new door.
I guess my question is then, Chris, Mr. Gilmore, would be, how come it wasn't put out for quotes?
We discussed this before you come in.
Okay.
It's been North Country for years. Two local door companies don't work on each other's doors.
No, they don't. I'll contest that because I got them from the fire station. They will not.
And I called two in Franklin County and there's no response. They were going to come and look and they never showed up.
So.
According to the auditor, he said, do like we did with the plow equipment to make it standardized, that's what we use to keep us out of the trouble.
Now, from this point forward, though, we need to try to get quotes, anything big, anything over the thousand. Right.
You want two door companies coming in?
You need to log that. You know, that's what he said. You need to log if you can't get anybody else.
That's what he said.
And I know, I got to hear what the fire department, when we tried to get the rubbers put on the doors, I called the overhead door. They're not my doors. We're not going to touch them. Well, you had to call North Country Door. But we need to. We need to start getting quotes according to the auditor. We need to get written quotes. So when we have these vouchers, we put it right in with the vouchers. And then when they audit us again, everything is right there.
But he said, like with the 10-foot plow, it's standardized. This is the outfit we use.
Right.
This is that years ago, probably before you. It's in there somewhere. There's a copy of it in my office. But that 10-foot plow equipment, just because it's all the same.
Right.
You don't have to go out the video on. I'll find it and show it to you, but.
You mean staying with the same distributor?
Yes.
That's fine. I agree with you on that.
Well, that's basically what he said to do with the overhead doors. It's another elimination of going out to bid because nobody else is going to work on them.
Right.
So you do something where it's standardized that.
Mm-hmm. But.
He explained it to me. Maybe
more like a kind of like full source kind of thing.
But yeah. For point of argument though. You replaced the entire door, okay? Nobody was working on the door. We put a whole new door in. Am I correct?
The company did, yeah.
The company did. We replaced the entire door. I know, I understand and I respect where you're coming from. Stay with the same company, you're getting the quality, you're getting the service. However, we're putting this out to replace a new door. We're not repairing it, we're replacing it. Therefore, we're changing it, so we should be following our procurement policy for the bids.
Yeah, but you're gonna get two different door companies to come work on one door and not the other five?
No. Then, you can accept the bid. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go with the bid accordingly. Am I right, Mr. Menard?
Yeah, I mean, and what he's saying is that one door that you replaced, should an overhead door, okay, we're replacing this door. You're not working on it. What does it cost us for you to put a new door in here? It would have been different than the other doors. You'd had different openers, but you know, they still would have got a quote anyway. We still.
That's where he said to.
We didn't have to take their bid. You know, even if the other bid was a little bit higher, if you're saying, okay, we want to keep them all the same, but at least you've got another
bid. Give them a reason.
That's where he said. Right. And we maybe when he's done, he'll explain it. That's where he said to standardize it.
He's done. He's done now. Yeah.
He said something, but.
Right. I mean, like that's what I say. But you could still get another quote for a whole board.
He said there's a way for a whole board to do that, but we don't have to. Mm-hmm. When it's like that, that buzzsaw I got.
Well, almost
because it was the only place.
Right. But anytime we can get a more than one quote, we need to. And then. I mean that's the way we need to do business. You know, so
we approved this 2 months ago.
Yeah.
We agreed to replace it.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Anything else, Randy?
Yes, I have a couple more. I apologize, but okay. Voucher number one. If we could look at voucher number one, please, just for clarification. Voucher number one, invoice 640756. Explain to me what FX. A051 FAF is a final charge to a 50-50 for an amount of $605.70.
It's a 55 gallon drum of antifreeze.
In the invoice, I think we got a the invoice was charged for, that's a final charge. Explain that last final charge for me, if you could, from my understanding.
Which?
Voucher number one.
On the highway?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if they're all, I don't know if they're all, that's an Apple one there. They're all still in order. I guess that's the special one. Charge of $14.98 for the gutter. What is this?
The GR hose?
Grease hose?
Grease hose.
Grease hose. And then this final charge of $50.50 for $605.
That's the name, that's the brand. That's what that is.
Fennel?
I remember it's on top of the barrel.
Fennel.
Like Rotella or Valvoline.
Okay.
That's what that is.
That's all I wanted to make sure with, because it looks like.
I didn't need it, it does, but when you said that, it's on the sticker on the barrel.
Thank you. I have one more, if I could. Not for you. Just one more. Voucher number 14. And that would be not
the highway or the townwide?
Not the highway, that townwide. Okay. There's some work done.
Yep.
You notice the cost associated with that?
Yep.
Just looking for questions why there wasn't a second quote or put out for a bid.
Because the hot water tank in the fire station blew a hole in it. And there was no hot water, and we had a function coming up. We had no time to get more than one quote.
Considered under emergency.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Plus, you got to remember that they use the water over here also, the right. Ladies, and we had to cut the water right off because of the whole right tank. They had no water, so it was definitely emergency.
Okay.
Or otherwise, it would have been other prices. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Randy. Okay. Anything else? Public comment. Anybody got any questions? Philip.
Under the procurement policy, without the procurement policy, is this the same policy that's been in effect last year or prior year before that?
Yeah.
Now, without this policy, I mean, there's been times that this has been blatantly broken. Now, what rules or regulations are you going to hold yourselves to when this happens?
It's been in effect before I came on. We just haven't. And what the auditor says is you need to go over it every year at the beginning of the year and make sure everybody knows what the policies are. And that's why we read it out today, because it's our first meeting of the year. And, as far as penalties, I mean, all I know is from this point forward, anything that doesn't get quotes on is not going to be paid for. And whoever gets them is going to be responsible for, not the town.
And these are the same regulations?
Because it's been read at the meeting and everybody knows it and everybody accepts it, so.
So just following up on that, that was the same policy that was put in place at the beginning of last year?
I didn't read it last year, no. This is the first time I've read it since I've been here.
Okay.
According to the auditor, it says it should be done every first of the year. And, so.
But it's on your homepage for town of Morris.
It's been for as long as I can.
These additions.
And it's been broken.
Right.
By people on this board.
Right.
And there's little penalties involved with that.
Right.
There's been fraudulent taxpayer spending on things that shouldn't have happened.
Well, I don't know if you can call it fraudulent. They're really, the auditor didn't find anything fraudulent. There was some things that were done, but it didn't. And you'll see the report when it comes out. It'll be out in a month probably when he gets done writing it.
Okay, so I guess my point was the board would be willing to put in a set of guidelines to how you would proceed with somebody stepping out of bounds?
I just told you.
Okay, but there should be a policy put in place so that everybody knows the consequences after stepping out of bounds.
That is a policy. If they don't go by the procurement policy, then they're responsible for the expense.
Okay, so going back to the one that's posted online, that was posted last year, that was updated, and there's instances that people stepped outside of the bound. Is the board going to uphold if this report comes out and shows there was neglect, or is the board going to enforce that?
Don't know. Can't tell you till I see it.
Well, it's yes or no, because either you're going to enforce the rules that you're setting.
I can't make a decision on something I haven't seen.
Okay, I know, but if the rules, if somebody gets stuff outside the guidelines, is the board willing to step up and enforce the rules that you're saying?
It depends. We'll see what the guidelines are and what the situations are. You can't, you know, but...
If I could, do you mind if I...
Yeah.
I think, like Mr. Menard said, it's going to be depending on, I mean, because it's been a lag in time, and I'm new here, it's my new meeting, I've been to a few meetings, but I will enforce this as an individual along with our colleagues. We all voted on this just now. Going back to something a year ago, if it's not found fraudulent by the auditor, I guess it will be up to this body to determine whether or not to hold them accountable. Should they be? Yes, because this policy was inactive. But I think moving forward, I think each instance should be weighed by this body.
Case by case policy. You know, we'll see what happens when it comes out, and we'll deal with it then. I can't speak for what's going to happen 2 months down the road.
Well, I just can't. Most boards have a set of procedures in place that would make sure that everybody's following that. If something was to come out, or if somebody stepped outside the line, there's a consequence. And there should be a set consequence to make sure that everybody's held accountable.
They are. From this day forward, they're going to be held accountable.
It's not just this day forward, because there's a policy last year. The policy was in place. There's accountability that comes out.
That was last year. That was last year. We're in 2020. We're going to go from 2020 on.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, this doesn't work that way.
Well, yes, it does. Maybe not in your book.
Yes, it does.
We'll see what the other says.
Okay.
There's another issue. 2 weeks ago, you brought up a credit card situation for Chris. Is that not resolved? Have you been given all the statements and all the PIN numbers and everything else?
Yep.
And all that report was taken care of?
Yep, the auditors got it all.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
Question, when do you order the fine? Nothing.
A few little things.
No cross T's and no dotted I's.
Right. Right. I mean, it's nothing. There was nothing crazy. A few little things, you know. But it'll come out. It'll be in the paper. Everybody will have a chance to read it.
I applaud you, Jeff, for reading that procurement and
thank you.
Moving forward in 2020.
Right. Right.
Let's continue.
You can't change the past.
That's right.
Let's move forward. My policy is let's move forward. Anybody else? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to close. Well, we can't close, but you guys stick around.
We just do it again.
We got to go over the justice books.
So,
you're willing to stay as long.
Kelly, could I please get a
table? Take whatever you need.
Hank, we're here.
Now, can you open that one and pay me some damage?
I'm going to look over and say I looked over them.
Do you want me to pause it?
Yeah, sure.